You're listening to SBS News. From the mountains of Afghanistan to the hills of Perth, Asad Alizada arrived in Australia 7 years ago. The former Afghan soldier was left partially blind after a gunfight with the Taliban.
Before I worked with the Afghan army around 7 years, the Taliban attacked me and shot 3 bullets on head. So after that, it is around 10 years, unfortunately, I am blind. So it was a bit difficult for me to live there from the enemy. So I suggested to move, leave Afghanistan. Then we crossed the border. We came to Pakistan. So we were in Pakistan around 3 and 4 years. After that, I gave my certificate and information. I had a case in UNHCR office. So they sent my application to the Australian embassy. On 2014, we arrived in Tasmania.
Mr. Alizada performs traditional Hazara songs on the tambura, something he wasn't able to do under the Taliban.
So the Taliban time, it was too hard for the people to play like musical thing, especially tambura. So I played tambura when I was child, not like free to in front of the people. I played tambura. It was a band on that time. I played between the garden and some, and especially and a dark room and close window and door, because I scared the people to hear the sound. In Australia, it is okay. We can play tambura. We can share everything to each other, like not any problem from by the government or another people.
Asad Alizada is one of several performers taking part in World Music Cafe, a new program showcasing the music of refugees and migrants to Australian audiences. Chizenga Katongo arrived in Australia from Zambia nearly 8 years ago and is the event's master of ceremonies.
World Music Cafe is about connecting people from various walks of life, regardless of their heritage, color or creed. And just showing, networking, and it's about connecting people from different walks of life and bringing that togetherness, that harmony. So we harmonize by giving people a great time, events. People love having a good time, having a great food, and, being able to just communicate and feeling free, I guess. And that's what it's about. It's about networking and providing opportunity to people of migrant backgrounds.
Part of the federal government's Multicultural Enterprise Development Project, the World Music Cafe aims to boost job skills and social connections for new Australians. Migrants not only perform on stage, they organise and manage the events and are in the kitchen preparing food. John Cope is the program's facilitator.
Food and music is in every culture, so it's very easy to connect to people and for people to bring their culture through food and music to bring togetherness. So the ultimate aim of the World Music Cafe is to build up this social enterprise, which becomes the vehicle for people to gain the employability skills, work experience and social connection.
At the heart of the program is the belief that music can guide a person on their journey of building a new life in Australia. Kavisha Mazzella is an Italian Burmese Australian and an ARIA award-winning singer-songwriter. She draws on her heritage to inspire her music.
When you migrate, you know, you've lost a lot of things. You go through a grieving process. You kind of lose a part of yourself, and you get a rebirth from being in the new country. And things like this help a person's rebirth happen in a positive way in the new country. And I love to be part of that.
Classical musicians Basir Khamushi and Noura Momtazi arrived in Australia as refugees from Iran only 9 months ago. Basir says it wasn't an easy process.
Getting out of Iran was a bit problem for me. I didn't have a passport because I didn't do the military service in Iran, and I didn't want to do the military service in Iran, so the government didn't give me a passport.
Noura says starting over in Australia hasn't been easy.
For me, at first it was a bit difficult. I went through a identity crisis, like, I'm a nobody here, what can I do, what should I do, because I was a piano teacher in Iran, and I was a somebody. But here, no one knew me. It was difficult for me at first. But after a couple of months, and it got much easier. Especially people around here are very friendly, they're very nice. So we're still gradually trying to find our way. But it's getting easier and easier every day.
For the price of a song. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.